Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, looking back at Nevada agriculture's top 2024 news items. I'm Doug Musselman, back after this. One of my regularly checked agricultural news sources is the weekly newsletter from the Red River Farm Network. While the group of farm broadcasters serving Minnesota and the two Dakotas might not sound like their coverage would fit Nevada agriculture, their coverage of national and regional matters of importance for agriculture offers some very solid perspectives. In a recent newsletter, they highlighted the top 10 agricultural news items that their team of agricultural reporters selected as being of top importance. Number one on their list is the national election and the voting result that put President Donald Trump back in the White House. That would probably qualify as also being a top of the list for Nevada. But along with the national results, the 2024 election also brought about positive results for the upcoming 2025 Nevada legislature. Not having a supermajority in either of the two legislative bodies is an extremely beneficial outcome. Even though the majority party will be in charge of legislative activities, not having their majority being a supermajority provides for conversations that wouldn't happen otherwise. The ability to uphold vetoes of bad legislative proposals is another benefit. Lastly, from the standpoint of the 2024 election, the defeat of ballot question 3 and the prevention of changing Nevada's state constitution is a tremendous positive outcome. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Musselman.